Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would touch everyone who has joined me for Bible study. I pray that each listener would be encouraged in some way. Let your will be done in their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, I'm going to begin on page 22 in the observation section. And we're going to look at today, Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Okay? And simply in the observation section, it says to just mark every reference to Jesus with a cross. Okay, so we're just doing one marking today. And it says here, and they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to Jesus and implored him to touch him. So mark Jesus with a cross, and also mark him as well for Jesus. Okay, moving on to verse 23. Taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village, so mark he for Jesus, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, so mark his for Jesus, he asked him, do you see anything? So mark he for Jesus. Verse 24, and he looked up and said, I see men, for I see them like trees walking around. Then again, he laid his hands on his eyes, so mark he, mark his, for Jesus, and he looked intently and was restored and began to see everything clearly. And the last verse says, and he sent him to his home, so mark he, for Jesus, saying, do not even enter the village. So I will reread the text without interruption, and it says, and they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to Jesus and implored him to touch him. Taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see men, for I see them like trees walking around. Then again, he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored and began to see everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, do not even enter the village. Okay, for today's lesson, we just have two questions. And the first is, what did Jesus do with the blind man? How does this compare with the healing of the deaf man in Mark 7. Okay, so we see here that Jesus takes a blind man by the hand. So there is that personal interaction, the personal touch between Jesus and the blind man. And as far as the healing of the deaf man, both were taken away with Jesus. And for example, in this situation here, we see the blind man was led by his hand out of the village by Jesus. And for those of you who perhaps did not hear one of my previous episodes, we looked at the healing of the deaf man. And if you have your workbook, that would be found on page 12. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Mark chapter 7, verse 33. And let me read that to you. It says here, Jesus took him aside from the crowd by himself and put his fingers into his ears. And after spitting, he touched his tongue with the saliva. And looking up to heaven with a deep sigh, he said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. So that was verses 34 as well from Mark chapter 7, again, verse 33 and 34. Mark 7, referring to the deaf man. And again, today we're looking at the blind man's healing. And again, both receive a personal touch from Jesus. Jesus extends healing, again, in a very personal way to both the blind and the deaf men. He touches each one of them where the healing was needed. And he also spoke to them directly. Okay, so once again, Jesus showed that he cares about each of us. He cared about them. He took them to the side. They both received that personal touch from the Lord. Okay, and the last question is, why do you think Jesus told the healed man not to enter the village? How does this align with all Mark has told you about Jesus? Well, I think Jesus did not want people to seek a sign, but he wanted them to seek him. And if you recall, Jesus said those words in verses 11 and 12, and we went over those verses in a previous episode. And again, we were looking at chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, and once again, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees said that in verse 12 in particular, why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And again, the emphasis here is that we are to seek the Lord and not seek a sign. Clearly, he rebuked the Pharisees because that is what they sought after, a sign, not him. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.